during the week last week, we had a lot of fun with, I don't know how it came up in conversation, but Una was talking about a takeaway order, which was chips, stuffing, garlic.
It was a truth of trash fact off the back of that, and yeah, stuffing, and we were like, stuffing?
Yeah,
what?
Nobody's, and I was like, nobody eats that, nobody's ever heard of that, and then we got this WhatsApp in.
Bit of chips, bit of stuffing, bit of pepper sauce, cheese, couldn't beat it.
All right, we were inspired by that, and it was just like, oh, you should remix that. I'm like, oh, yeah. So we did do the remix, and we brought Alan on Friday. We played him the full remix. Here's a clip.
Chips, chips, stuffing, stuffing. Pepper sauce,
cheese, couldn't beat it. Bit of chips, chips, stuff, but a pepper sauce, cheese, couldn't beat it. Cheese, couldn't beat it. Bit of chips, stuff, but a pepper sauce, cheese, couldn't beat it. My flow goes silly like Jester. Beats on me that I'm milk cause I'm Esther. Underdog, 016 Lester. Bones got a job, I'm for man like Lester. I'm a big baller, my name is Esther.
So the full version is currently up on SoundCloud and it's making its way to Spotify as we speak.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. So we then spoke to Alan, who, Donal, you've been in contact with Alan.
Yeah, for about a week.
The whole week. Yeah. You know, back we're trying to get a time to chat to Alan to make sure he's good to come on air.
Yeah, and talking about the voice note itself and the remix.
You know, the original voice note.
Bit of chips, bit of stuffing, bit of pepper sauce, cheese, couldn't beat it.
Absolutely love it, you know?
Yeah.
And so on Friday morning, it happened because it was hard because he was between work times, school runs, and everything like that.
Yeah, we couldn't get him.
Yeah, there was only a certain window. It was like a transfer window with the Premiership. We got him on and we played him his voice note. We talked about him eating that food.
Yeah.
And then we played him the full remix, the full song. Yeah. And he's like, absolutely love it. It's fantastic.
And he gave you permission to use it for the song.
Permission to use it. And I was delighted with this. And then we went into the rest of the show, played some more music, and we got a voice note. And what did the voice note say, Donald?
No, it was a message, and it said, oh, that's not actually me. That's not my voice note.
You were chatting to the wrong Alan for an entire week.
Yeah.
But I have so much respect for that guy who came on.
He just went along with
it. And just went along with it, which was absolutely amazing. So the other Alan then has since been in touch, the actual one who left the voice note.
I go for it, surely.
Oh, yeah?
What's the royalty situation here?
No royalties. it is, so it's a case of mistaken identity for the entire week. It made us smile. So what we're looking, have you ever been mistaken for somebody and just gone along with it? All right, we are talking about mistaken identity because after we spoke to Niall on Friday about the chips, stuffing, cheese remix that we spent an entire week making, we spoke to the wrong Niall, but Niall just came on air, just went along with it, and then he messaged us after saying, guys, that wasn't me. Like, what? We got loads of WhatsApps coming in on 087 110 107. It's like that guy that ended up on the BBC who was there for a job interview and was mistaken for an expert who was good to go on for an actual interview on the BBC News. Yeah, so this guy's name was Guy Goma. He became an absolute internet sensation 10 years ago now. He got mixed up for Guy Cuny, who was meant to come on for an interview. So imagine arriving at the BBC, your name is Guy Coma, and they're looking for a Guy Cumi, and he's like, I'm here for an interview, and they just think he's there for the interview to go on to television, and your man just like, he nails it though, he went along with us.
Well, Guy Cuny is the editor of the technology website News Wireless. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Were you surprised by this verdict today?
I'm very surprised to see this verdict to come on me, because I was not expecting that.
He wasn't expecting any of this live on BBC News. So last week we were talking to, it was Niall, wasn't it? No, sorry, it was Alan who was,
Alan,
there we go, mistaken people again. Alan who sent us a voice note, which we absolutely loved. And this voice note went like this.
I go for it.
All right, here you ready for it? Here he goes.
Bit of chips, bit of stuffing, bit of pepper sauce, cheese, couldn't beat it.
And we were challenged then to actually remix it. Not only did it get remixed, it's got a full actual song devoted to it. Whole all week in production.
It sounds good, yeah.
It was class. The full version will be on Spotify. It got the approval yesterday, the thumbs up. I'm just waiting for it to go up. And we were looking at other cases of mistaken identity, because you were talking to Alan all week, and Alan even came on air and said how much he loved it, how much he loved the chips, stuff, and pepper sauce and cheese, the whole lot. He went full hog with it, and we're just like, and then afterwards he was like, lads, that wasn't me, that was a different Alan.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Thanks. Yeah, so we're looking for other kind of versions of mistaken identity. This came from Lenny, which is class.
Hi, guys. It's Lenny from Mayo.
Who?
In my mid-20s, there was a major mistake one time. I got a call. Mm-hmm. And when I answered a call, there was a guy offering me a job. So I said yes, and I went in for an interview. No CV whatsoever. Sat down, just shook hands, did the interview, talked about past work. It was security at the time. And I left about a week later. Got a call to come in, sign contracts. I sat down. I was reading over the contract. As you do, you kind of gloss over it. And then I noticed the name on the bottom, and I went, that's not my name. The person on the other side of the table kind of stuttered, looked, and went, oh, very sorry, we'll change that. If you just cross that out and put your name there. You knew they were severely embarrassed, but they wouldn't want to admit it. And I started the job. About a month later, my friend joined the same company. The job was for him originally. It was his name on the bottom of the contract, but I never said anything.
Go on, Lenny.
I lasted about 2 years in that job. And they messed up on contracts badly, but they were a great firm to work for. Just shows you need a proper HR team.
Why?
And actually say the name of the person when you ring them.
Yeah, lesson learned in that. I don't know, anybody who's offering any jobs to anybody, have you never seen the movie School of Rock, when Jack Black got the call for the substitute teacher?
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, is Ned Schneebly there? Oh, no, he's not here at the moment. Why? He goes, oh, we have a job offer for him. Oh, what does this job pay? Oh, about 50 grand a year. I think, all right, Jack, hang on a second, I think you hear Ned coming. And he's just like,
hello, this is Ned Schneebly.
It's pretty. Thank you so much for sharing all those lovers.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.